folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It's fine with me, cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. Cause I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah.
WMFO in Medford. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. We've got our great friend David Breen here, who we'll have a conversation with in a few. Enjoy.
All aglow, a Brooklyn Ave to Lansdowne Street, guitar in hand in the summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the House of Blues, a dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my
Have you seen the well-to-do? Lake Park Avenue, on the famous thoroughfare, with the noses in the air, high hats and starched white collars, fat cats with lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Put on the wrist. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and on the way the perfect fits. Put on the Ritz. Dress as perfectly as no coward. Try hard to look like Leslie Howard. Superpowered, come let's mix with Rockefeller.
Change, you know, but oh, it's heaven.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen here.
Your follies are always fantabulous.
Well, thank you very much. And I've got to say, this was probably the most ambitious thing to date that me and the troupe ever tried to put together. And while I am on the air and hoping that they're listening, thank you everybody for all the time and effort you put into this show. The show itself was actually done at Pearl Street Station on September 20th, and it was a fundraising show going to two charities for two people that I was very close to who sadly passed away. One of which was a woman named Dawn Marie Goodearl, who was not only a friend, but she was a very good friend of mine, but she was also a past employee at Pearl Street Station. So, we donated a portion of the proceeds there. And also to another friend who we have talked about, that I talk about quite a bit when I'm on the air with Aaron, a man by the name of Nathan Dunn. Nate Dunn was a Boston area musician, and in his latter years of being alive, he was a friend and asset to the troupe. And we have been hosting some fundraising events to raise money for Nate's Memorial Fund as well. And I am very happy to say that we did significantly well at this show. We had a full sold-out crowd, and we raised some good proceeds for both. So by the end of this, I was extremely pleased and proud of myself and everybody who was involved. And I will say that for the Boston area, this was kind of an all-star cast here. We had my troupe, myself, Bill McInage, Bruce Chester, Josephine Boone, Michael Bloom, and Peggy Rogers, along with some guest performers that are known around this area. Esther Rahel, she's a dancer. And also, you could tell probably from listening that it was a three-piece orchestra that we had, Michael Bloom on vocals and mandolin, and we also had singer, songwriter, musician Dave Simmons, who was also part of the band. Dave also did a solo spot in the show, and on stand-up bass guitar was Paul Pipitone from the rock band Melt. So, yeah, this was an all-star cast of a lot of people who came together, put this all together, and in the end, It was huge. It was awesome. And I want to thank everybody who was involved. And also, fair to say, I want to thank Mike Mesner, who was our videographer, for coming down from Western Mass to video the show, and Devorah Lawson, who came in to be stage manager, and handled all the tech stuff in the show. So thank you to you guys as well, and to Pearl Street Station and the management for years of friendship and finally hosting these events as well.
And it went so well that you have a New Year's event coming up.
That is correct. Let me get my glasses on here. So, yeah. Coming up next for the King Serpent Variety Troupe, we are going to be doing our Wild West show with some guest performers. So it will be the King Serpent Wild West New Year's Eve Extravaganza. This will be at Pearl Street Station Restaurant in the Tuscany Room at 53 Summer Street in Malden, accessible by the T from the Orange Line and Commuter Rail. And once again, Bruce Chester will be in this show, but here's what we're going to do. This was approached about doing something on New Year's, and what we have to do is basically keep the crowds that are going to be coming in for New Year's entertained so that when we're done with our show, then they will, they'll stick around and they'll put the TV on, they can watch the ball drop.
And celebrate New Year's 2019.
Exactly, yeah.
So, if people want to get tickets, where can they get tickets?
Well, for a nominal fee, you can come see this show. You can either come the night of the show, and doors open at 8 p.m., and you can buy at the door. Or, again, for a nominal fee, you can go on eventbrite.com and get your tickets that way as well.
So, you've been entertaining and teaching for many, many years.
That I have.
A matter of fact, the first time I met you, another great friend of ours, Greg Guba, brought you in, and you came in as a much different character and persona, a very, very fork-tongued, loud pirate.
I remember that, yeah.
And I've watched your career expand and your troupe grow, and it's great to see that. And also how you're giving back to the community and to friends and looking out for them. Besides, during the week, you do a lot of teaching. And then with the troupe, you're bringing other different people in. Our great friend, Kate Eppers, she's got a phenomenal album out there called Wishing Well,
mm-hmm.
Which also brought us One Time Mountain and... Rock and Roll Is More Alive Than You is my favorite hit off of their brand new album too. So I want to thank you for that.
My pleasure. I'm speechless now.
Well, because you keep, and also you keep recreating the Follies, because there are how many different acts or plays that you perform? I mean, is the pirate show,
mm-hmm.
Which you also do the steampunk festival in Waltham.
Correct, yeah.
And then there's the 20s show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a few others that you're working on.
Yep, exactly. I'm not going to talk too much about the stuff that's in development right now, but I've really been blessed. I really have been. And I've been doing what I love to do and being able to do it on a consistent basis for over 25 years. Like everybody else, I've had to find a way to supplement my income, and I figured out how to do that as well.
Well, that's excuses borrowing from Annie. It's a hard knock life, and, and you know, entertainment takes a full commitment.
Absolutely, yeah.
And a good education behind you, too.
It really does. But, you know, also with my day work, too, being able to work as a teacher and enrichment instructor, I do feel fulfilled doing it.
So, we'll come back to David in a few minutes.
Sure.
And let's hit this PSA and then come back with some music. Enjoy.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Thank you. And then I saw her face.
Of paved diamonds up on Hallelujah Boulevard. Saw it on the TV, looked so clean, like some enchanted island. Oh, you slipped into a dream. Oh, the world slows down as you reach Hallelujah Boulevard. Oh, we don't need a miracle, we just need ourselves. Boy walks the streets, he should be in school. Go chains around his neck. But no golden rule says he'll do what he has to do to get to Hallelujah Boulevard. Homeless junkie knows he's home at last. Knows he'll never have to watch another rich white man pass. 'Cause he sees the white light shining, oh, up on Hallelujah Boulevard. Is that a sword by your side, or just a thorn? Do we hear ourselves apart to go forlorn, just to be forlorn? Oh, we're climbing a mountain that's not even there. Building a rocket ship for runs on hopes and prayers. But to leave this world behind and head to Hallelujah Boulevard. Oh, we don't need a miracle. No, no, we don't need a miracle. No, we don't need a miracle. We just want nothing but ourselves.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And David Breen here.
And we started off the show with Dalton and the Sheriffs. Then we had, well, Putting on the Ritz, medley by the King Serpent
Variety Troupe.
Absolutely. And Dave Corson with I'm a Believer. And then a gentleman who we saw at the Regent Theater midway during the year. They showed the 50th anniversary of the movie Head.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Dolenz was giving a question and answer. And he spent time watching the movie with us. And that's I'm Not Your Stepping Stone by the Monkees. And Hallelujah Boulevard by the one and only teacher, professor, Greg Guba.
Mm-hmm.
And special to have the day be around you. You know, well, because a lot of things going on. I mean, you are a talented tour, historical tour.
Well, yeah, host. Correct. Yeah, I also work as a tour guide in Salem for Salem Historical Tours, and yeah, I do that during the season from about March to end of early December. We actually just finished our season.
In October, it's absolutely insane.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But then again, Salem goes and expands everywhere.
Exactly.
But did mention a great friend of ours, and we get to speak with him before he unfortunately passed away, who was the founding member of Tri-X Coalition. And we're going to play
Ladies Man by Tri-X Coalition. This goes out to Nate Dunn and the Dunn family. Happy holidays, and here it is.
Oh,
And
we are back on the air.
Now, there we go. Now we're back on the air. The band you just heard was a band called Melt. The bass player that you heard from my set, from my show that we played at the top of the hour here, was the orchestra. The bass player. I'm like losing track of my thoughts here. I think the coffee's wearing off. The band you just heard was a band called Melt. The bass player who played in the Putting on the Ritz medley is the bass player and leader of the band Melt. He is the driving force behind that. So that's who that was.
And his name is?
Paul Pipitone.
Prior to that, we heard One Time Mountain with Rock and Roll is More Alive Than You, performed live here at WMFO in 2017. The great Kate Eppers with For Me There's Only You. Trax Coalition
with Ladies Man.
And Gangreg Guba with Hallelujah Boulevard. And you said there was another benefit that's coming up this week.
That is correct. Well, let me give you a little backstory as to why this is happening. Some of you in the Salem, Mass area might have remembered hearing about this on the news. The Saturday after Thanksgiving at about 6 a.m., it was an apartment complex on Line Street. Residents were woken up to fire alarms going off, and it turned out that the building had caught fire. The plus side is everyone who lived in the building was able to get out. Everybody got out safely. Sadly, it left about 17 people homeless, one of which was a colleague and friend of mine named Bob Gautreau. Bob is a tour guide also at Salem Historical Tours. He is also an actor and director, playwright, and also a stand-up comic as well. The plus side is that certain people who were living there have since been able to find new homes. Bob was one of them. Bob is actually hosting a benefit to say thank you to everybody who donated to his GoFundMe, and the event is going to be called Bob Gautreau and Friends. He's going to be doing his stand-up along with having some other guest performers, guest comedians performing as well. This is also going to be at Pearl Street Station Restaurant at 53 Summer Street tomorrow. There are going to be two shows, 7 and 9. And again, for a nominal fee, you can actually come to see this show, and I will be there myself, and I hope to see a packed house down there, because this was a huge tragedy and really not something that people want to hear about over the holidays, but it does happen out there. And I will admit there is still a group within that apartment that actually are still homeless. There was actually a group of them who work at a market. They were here on student visas, and sadly they didn't have insurance. So thankfully the market has opened their storage room and they've been able to stay there. But this was a really big tragedy. So I hope you all come out and support this show as well. It's called Bob Gautreau and Friends.
So a lot going on, and again, you've got the great show on New Year's Eve at
Pearl Street Station Restaurant. The King Serpent Variety Troupe presents the King Serpent Wild West New Year's Eve Extravaganza at Pearl Street Station Restaurant, Tuscany Room, 53 Summer Street in Malden. Doors open at 8 p.m. The show starts at 9, and you can come for a nominal fee at the door, or you can also come for a nominal fee on Eventbrite. And it's going to be my troupe, the core of the troupe, Bill McAdidge, Michael Bloom, Peggy Rogers, Josephine Boone, and myself, and our guest performers, dancer Esther Rahel and Bruce Chester, who is a member of the troupe, but what he is going to be doing, as well as we're doing the Wild West show throughout the show, he will be performing his great Civil War play, Hold the Flag High, Sergeant Kearney, which is a phenomenal show about the first African-American to ever win the Medal of Honor for the Civil War.
Let everybody know where to find you and the troupe.
Okay. So where to find me and the troupe, you can go on kingserpent.com, which leads to our pages on Facebook, Twitter, and now Instagram as well. So you can find out about us that way. And if you go on the King Serpent website, my contact info is on there, which is my phone number, also my email address, kingserpentvariety@gmail.com. But you can also go on those other sites to keep tabs on what we're doing. And I also just want to say, too, thank you to everybody who came on this ride with me ever since I started this.
And thank you to Dave Rabrine for coming.